I'm Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. People in Kentucky are working to recover days after severe storms ravaged parts of the state. Louisville got some of the worst damage, and thousands there still don't have power. Mayor Craig Greenberg.
This is a multi-day process that crews from our city government, working with our federal and state partners, partners like LG&E, partners like Dare to Care, and others are working round the clock to help our community get back to where it was before the storm, to get back fully full strength.
Five people died in that storm. At least one Republican's not running for president in 2024. Here's CBS's Christian Benavides.
Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, who told Face the Nation he will not enter the race, says he wants his party to move away from Trump's grip.
I think we certainly went off in the wrong direction. I would say the party of Reagan is not dead, and neither is the party of Trump.
President Biden, who has not officially said he's seeking re-election, is in Selma, Alabama, to commemorate the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, a flashpoint in the civil rights movement.
Meantime, Trump did win a straw poll at this weekend's CPAC conference. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Former President Donald Trump took a victory lap after winning more than 60% of a straw poll vote at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland. Now, some of his potentially biggest challengers were no-shows at the event, as the Republican primary field is starting to take shape.
The news comes as West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin refused to support President Biden for re-election today on Fox. In Ohio, a second train derailment.
It was the second derailment in Ohio in the past few weeks. Unlike the first one in East Palestine, there are no reports of any spilled hazardous materials. But Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown says rail safety is still the issue here.
We're not doing the inspections well.
Senator Brown, together with fellow Ohio Senator Republican J.D. Vance, have introduced a rail safety bill.
It requires notification. You're coming into the state carrying hazardous material. You're going to notify the governor's office, who will then notify local communities.
It also increases fines for safety violations. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The World Health Organization is now looking into the origins of COVID after a report last week said the virus started in a lab. Ohio Republican Brad Wenstrup.
There's going to be some moments, I'm sure, of some emotions flaring. The last 3 years have been tough on everybody. Yeah. But at the same time, let's just stick to the facts and gather what we know from what we know and who has that information.
A Senate subcommittee set to meet about COVID on Wednesday. Intelligence agencies are still divided on it. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh,
let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy white, actually, that I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just like you. you need to feel something that's true. I wish there was something I could do.
Every single word you say to me, the last Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is a double dip to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. From the Bad Downs, I think they're from the Appleton-Oshkosh area. Don't quote me on that, but I think I'm right there. That was Bonesaw, Just Like You before that. They're up for a couple whammies, including Hard Rock Artist of the Year. Go vote for them right now at the Whammies. Hopefully get them on the show sometime in the near future. They are playing tonight at Reservoir Dog Saloon up in Mosinee. Go check them out. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker's here, but he's getting the Devil's Lair set up for show. It's going to be in the Devil's Lair. It's coming up after 9 o'clock tonight. Live music is going to be Brazilian Polka. I'm so excited for this. I can't wait. Terry Barr's going to stop in here soon. She had a chat with Sam Shapiro from Candlelight Concerts in Milwaukee. That's a really cool concert series, and we're going to learn all about it with Terry and Sam coming up after 8:30 tonight. Music on the way from Sweet Delta Dawn. That's actually a request. If you got a request, you can give me a call, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. In the meantime, these folks have a brand new album dropping, and I can't wait. It's going to be Thursday, April 6th at the Burr Oak. It's the Little Earthquakes on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
is repetition. I come back, I come back, I come back.
Radio with Dana Perry from Kill the Rockstar, her 2020 album. She has a brand new album coming out very soon, and she's also going to be going on a big tour. Oh, and she's going to be in live in the Devil's Lair in 2 weeks. Looking forward to that, Dana Perry. I've got some heavy looks on the way. We'll do some mascot theory. We got Terry Barr and Sam Shapiro talking about candlelight concerts in Milwaukee. Looking forward to that. My buddy E-Dub wanted to hear some Sweet Delta Dawn tonight. Okay. Midnight Crisis is the name of the album from 2019. This is Magic Punch. It's Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stone at once.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's from Apathy 2022. Heavy Looks and Gaslight. Faha Foshoa is in the Devil's Lair coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Max Inc. Heavy at 10 tonight. We got double dips from all three bands playing at Bombastica. That's happening April 15th at the Wisco here in Madison. Rocker Terry Barr and I will be at the Wisco broadcasting live this show right here from 6 to 9 o'clock and then live music for the rest of the night. Come join us. It's going to be a great time. More details at on Max Inc. Radio's Facebook page. And we're going to talk about it for the next month. Guaranteed. Coming up here in just a minute, Sam Shapiro talks with Terry Barr about the Candlelight Concerts. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin.
CBS News Brief. At least five people are dead following strong storms in Kentucky last week. Truck driver Eric Kahn says he was spared, but powerful winds knocked over his big rig and other trucks.
Just didn't see it coming because all the bad wind had subsided from Elizabethtown, and it just had slowed down, and I was in the best case scenario.
President Biden pushed the importance of voting rights on the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama today.
Selma is a reckoning. The right to vote, to have your vote counted, is the threshold of democracy and liberty.
No hazardous materials were spilled in a second train derailment in Ohio. Craig Barners, the general manager of operations at Norfolk Southern.
This derailment, as all derailments, will be fully investigated, and the findings will be turned over to the Federal Railroad Administration.
No one was hurt. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never would just want to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If you've ever thought maybe attending a concert by candlelight could be a really great way to enjoy the music, oh boy, do we have news for you. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Please join me in welcoming Candlelight Associate Producer Sam Shapiro. Sam, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Terry, thanks so much for having me, and thanks for allowing us to speak a bit about Candlelight Concerts.
I am so excited to learn about this. You know, it's that whole idea of going to a show and sort of being immersed in the music and not, you know, sitting and jabbering with your friends. Mm-hmm. You're really there to hear the music. And I guess, you know, for people that don't really understand this idea or what a candlelight concert could be, tell us about it, Sam.
Sure. Well, I like what you said about being immersed, because that's definitely, you know, one of the goals of Fever. So Fever is actually a leading global entertainment company that's who creates and puts on a Candlelight. So Candlelight is a Fever original event. It started in 2019 for exactly what you were talking about, and that is to provide a space for people to really fall into some music. It's so easy nowadays just to have music on, to listen to music. You know, it's easy to go to a concert and, you know, people are being disruptive. But we really wanted to bring, you know, classical music to cities around the world and make it accessible and engaging, like you said, engrossing.
How's it working so far? I know you've had it in some large cities and you continue to expand the cities. And I know we'll talk about that in a minute. But what's been the reaction?
We've received an incredible reaction. I mean, in the U.S., we started with just, you know, three cities back in 2019, and now we're in, you know, pretty much every state in the country. I think we're in around 45, 46 cities, and we continue to grow. And, you know, in cities like Chicago, where I also help produce the series, we've been here since 2019, and we see no reason to slow down, and that seems to be the case everywhere. We keep finding reasons to come to new places, and it's been really exciting to bring the series to Milwaukee as of this past December.
Yeah, there it is. It is in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How did you decide to add Milwaukee? What was it about the city?
Well, we realized that, you know, Chicago is such a big hub, but Milwaukee is also equally a cultural hub. There's so much music going on there. There's, you know, a very active music scene, be it, you know, DIY spaces, but also, you know, symphony and classical performances. And we actually know a number of musicians that will also perform in Milwaukee. You know, Chicago and Milwaukee seems to have a musician exchange program, an informal one at that.
Yeah.
And it's just a really vibrant city with a lot of, you know, opportunities for people to go out and engage with entertainment of different varieties. And that's where Candlelight comes in. You know, Candlelight is just, it makes sense for us to bring into somewhere where there's people that want to go out, that want to listen to music.
I want to stop there for just a second. We're talking with Sam Shapiro, associate producer with this Candlelight Concerts idea. And it just makes me so happy to think about music and candles. I mean, it just feels like it goes together. So what types of shows? I know you mentioned some classical music, but it seems I've read that you're mixing it up a little bit too now.
We definitely are. We always like to bring the classics whenever we're starting and continue with those, you know, Vivaldi, Chopin, Mozart, all the OGs, as you could call them. We realize that people want to, you know, not everyone will necessarily go out of their way to listen to these folks that we consistently see, you know, crowds show up there. But we also want to pull people in and have them maybe listen to a string quartet in this calm, unique setting that they might not otherwise see a string quartet perform. So, you know, we have a range of more modern programs. We'll have string quartets playing the music of favorites like Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, Queen. We have a Radiohead show coming up in Milwaukee soon.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it's really cool because a lot of folks might not go out of their way to go to the symphony or the orchestra, which makes sense. You know, it's not for everyone, but, you know, going to a local space that, you know, maybe these locals haven't encountered before and seeing music that they already know, but in a new way. It's both new, accessible, but also refreshing and exciting.
Oh, it is. And it sounds like it's a little bit of something for almost anybody. You mentioned space. That's another thing with this. The space is not your typical. Is that right?
Well, that's correct. I think when you say typical, you know, like I mentioned, most of the time you'll see these types of musicians that will be in these grand concert halls where you have to get dressed up and you have to, you know, there's a valet parking and you dressed up to the coattails. But we want to make sure that, you know, you can access these performances just around the corner, maybe even. I myself live not far from a Candlelight venue in Chicago myself. So we definitely look for unique spaces with a lot of history within the different cities that we're operating in. And are always expanding to new and unique spaces to make sure that we can showcase the cities themselves, show their you know, cultural, structural roots. And also nothing really highlights a space like a few thousand LED candles. For those listening, they are not actual live candles, just so you come. It still looks beautiful, though.
Yes, I've seen photos, and I'm going to encourage people when we get to the end of our chat here to go to the website and check all of these opportunities out. You mentioned musicians, and in these cities, and in particular Milwaukee, are you getting a chance to sort of showcase local musicians?
That's always our goal. We always want to work with local musicians to allow them to engage with their communities, more opportunities to play music, meet more people within their own internal communities. It's always great seeing a connection being made in shows. But like I mentioned, we also have that informal Milwaukee-Chicago music exchange, which happens across, you know, entertainment spaces and genres. And that's also true. We have some of our favorite quartet players who often play in Milwaukee joining us for a candlelight in just a few weeks there as well. So both local musicians and almost local musicians.
That's terrific. Oh, my gosh. Well, and the candlelight concerts now, in particular, talking about Milwaukee, we've got dates, March and April, all different kinds of shows. There's a big announcement, though, about June that is just happening. What can you tell me about it?
Yeah, so this is a really cool feature of Candlelight. The fact that Candlelight is a global series, you know, it's taking place across the world. We're teaming up with Warner Bros. Studios, who's celebrating an 100-year anniversary.
Cool.
And given the fact that we're in over 100 cities around the world, we're working with Warner Bros. To put on Candlelight 100 Years of Warner Bros. It's a musical program that features all the music from your favorite Warner Bros. Shows, movies, and coming to you through Candlelight. Just to commemorate this special occasion, and it's going to be in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's one of the special 100 cities that gets to celebrate this commemorative moment.
We are so lucky to be included. Very, very fortunate and looking forward to enjoying these types of shows. You know, how do we best follow you, find you, keep up to date on all the new shows, and maybe even some of the cities you're adding? Where's the best places to go?
Of course. Well, you know, like I mentioned, Candlelight is a Fever original series. So Fever is a leading entertainment discovery platform. So while we put on amazing events like our Candlelight concerts, there's also a range of Fever original events and other events that you can find through the Fever app or the Fever Up website. It's feverup.com.
Okay.
And through there, you can find out all the different concert dates that we have for Candlelight, as well as some other unique events that we have in your city. And I say your city because it can be in Milwaukee, it could be in Madrid, and we will have something fun for you.
Incredible. How are you enjoying this? Do you feel like this is just really something special to be a part of?
It is. I mean, to speak on a personal note, I was actually at the very first concert in Chicago. We had, you know, not quite as many candles and we were still figuring it out. It was a great experience and people loved it. But, you know, even though it was unfortunate that things slowed down around 2020, it gave us an opportunity to pause for a bit and rethink how we want to make the series more accessible and bring it to new places, which we've done. And it's really cool to see it grow, you know, when it was just three cities in the U.S. and now we're all over.
Oh, incredible. All right. Well, thank you, Sam Shapiro, Candlelight Associate Producer. Wow, what an opportunity for people to really, again, get into that music with that ambiance of candles all around them. Sam, thank you for telling us all about it.
Thanks, Terry. Hope to see you at a concert soon.
Absolutely. I'm Terry Barr. Thank you again, Sam. This is Max Inc. Radio, and we are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My thoughts are spinning like a turntable. Get out of bed when I am able. These shaky knees are unstable, 'cause I need you. My eyes go blind, it's so severe, like a dirty old broken chandelier. My heart's so heavy when you're not here, 'cause I need you. Just to keep the pace, can you show me the way? 'Cause I need you, I need you. I can't mine diamonds from a pile of bones, sift through the ashes of being alone. Well, if you're home, just pick up the phone, 'cause I need you. You are the sunlight shining on me, one hit and I'm evergreen. Cover up this misery, 'cause I need you. Day after day, I struggle just to keep the pace. Can you show me the way? 'Cause I need you, I need you. Day after day, I struggle just to keep the pace. Can you show me the way?
AC/DC, Let There Be Rock. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. A little Eddie 8 Dynamite for you. Bright Tomorrows. There was rumor that Eddie 8 Dynamite might do a new album soon or a new EP. I'm sure it'd only be like 15 minutes long, but it'd be pretty awesome. Mascot Theory before that. I Need You. That is brand new stuff from the Mascot Theory. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Happy to have you along across the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, your place for glass, gifts, and vape. It's IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. We got Live in the Devil's Lair coming around just around the corner here. For Ho, for Show is Live in the Devil's Lair. It's Brazilian polka. There's a saxophone, there's triangles, there's percussion, there's an accordion. It's going to be wonderful. That's coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock. Double dips from all three bands playing Bombastica April 15th. Looking forward to that. Let's see here. Let's do some Wolves and Sheep right now. They won a Mama last year. Maybe you should go vote for your Mama selections right now. Whammies are happening too. Support that local music scene. This is Wolves and Sheep and Love and Hate. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't look like me, I hate the media, I hate reading. I love anything bad Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. Special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow.
We are the Iron Plow.
It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Hammer, mortgage originator with Provisor. Get your financing game on before you jump into the open house market. Join me at Weichert Realtors Lake Point 8 to 10 every Saturday and Sunday morning in March. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube, coffee from Forward Craft and Coffee, and let's talk financing strategy. It's an open house tailgate party at Weichert Lake Point 2045 Atwood Avenue. Visit MadisonOpenHouse.com for more info. Provisor Inc., NMLS ID 1802853, Equal Housing Lender.
Aha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local civic media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.